www.TheBigBeatStudios.com.
Free Talk Live, the Saturday show, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. Happy Saturday evening to you. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we are, in case you're a little bit not used to this, we're now at a new location. Not that you care, but normally we're on a Main Street location, now we're at our secret location.
It's a much better sounding location.
Yes, it is.
We've got all the bugs worked out.
We got a higher quality link now. We got the ISDN thing going on, and we got soundproofing, and so we're all professional.
Yeah, sounds real good. We call it Free Talk Live because it's live right now. The only show you're going to be listening to on Saturday night that's actually live.
Chances
are good.
Close to it.
Most people are not in the studio right now.
Definitely the best show out there on the radio. That's live. I mean, there are some good talk shows out there, and certainly I admit my influences on our website at freetalklive.com. Mm-hmm. But as far as right now, this time slot, Saturday nights, we're your only option. 1-800-259-9231, so stick with us. If we bore you to tears, don't go somewhere else. Call in and change the topic. You can have that measure of control over this show. Manwich, I know you want to talk about...
I want to talk about government-controlled monopolies.
Government-controlled or government-approved
monopolies.
And I love that topic myself, but if that doesn't fit your fancy, dial us up, 1-800-259-9231, and bring up hamburgers. I had one today, as a matter of fact.
Really? How was it?
Anything? It's been the first hamburger that I've had in quite a while, and it was one of those Chili's beef bacon burgers.
Mm.
And I ate the whole thing, dude. I was ready. It was time.
You look like you could use another hamburger.
1-800-259-9231. So anything goes on this show, literally, whether it be political or be it personal. And normally we start the show out if we have some emails just to kick things off, but right now we're email-less. So if you want to email the show, you can do so at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might just read your email live on the air. So let's get into it, shall we? Monopoly.
Let's do it. So I'm working on my yard like all good middle-class Americans do.
Yep.
I'm a grass farmer, you know.
Not that kind of grass, though.
No, just grass.
Right.
Trying to grow grass in my front and backyard, and I don't have a lot of luck with it, but, you know, I'm laying down that seed and all that sort of stuff.
This is not a gardening show, but I killed off all my grass. I hate grass.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Grass is kind of silly.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make much sense, but... If you've got a house, especially here in Florida,
the Tampa Bay area,
it grows a lot.
I would guess it's probably a little bit more easy to handle up north, but I'm not sure.
So I'm putting this. I've cut down some trees, and I'm putting the sticks and the yard waste, as it were, out on the curb where mm-hmm. the guys that pick up yard waste are going to pick it up. And that was last weekend. Well, they decided they didn't want to pick it up.
Uh oh. Because you didn't have it bundled right.
Apparently, I didn't follow whatever rule it is that they wanted me to follow. So they left me a legal sized piece of paper
uh-huh.
with some stuff checked off on it, so I would know why it was that they didn't pick it up. And
right.
And they also told me to get it off the side of the road because it's not allowed to be there if it's not on the day that it's supposed to be
really?
Picked up. Right. So here's my point. Now I can choose who provides my television service at my house, right?
To an extent. I
can pick the cable company.
In most
or
markets?
Or I can pick the...
No, you can't.
DirecTV.
Okay, yes, you can choose between...
I can choose between cable, DirecTV...
Or satellite.
Right. And nothing.
Or on air.
Correct. Yes.
There are options.
There are some options. What there don't seem to be much options for is trash pickup.
No, you're right about that.
I'm going to have to pay for trash pickup, whether or not I have my trash picked up. One way or the other. I could never put trash out, but I have to pay for trash.
And you're still paying for it on a yearly basis through your property taxes.
Not just property taxes. I have to pay for it on a monthly basis through...
What?
Yeah, you got to pay for it on a monthly basis through your water and utilities bill.
Huh? The water and utilities up where you're at covers the trash department?
Yes, it does.
Huh. I had no idea about that.
Now, different counties run different ways, but the point is I am without a choice. You know, this whole free country thing should make me... free to choose whichever company is free to come out and, you know, get into the trash picking up business, and then I could pay more and have a high service trash pickup. So all I had to do was, you know, put it out in front of my door and they'd come get it.
Yeah, and then bring it back up to your door, right?
Or I could pay less or nothing if I chose to take all my trash to work
or you could,
in my trunk of my car.
Or you could haul it to the dump yourself.
Right.
You're right. There aren't very many options when it comes to trash pickup, at least here in the Tampa Bay area. Of course, I don't know about where you live. I realize
trash pickup has been closely associated with the mob throughout history, or at least throughout the recent history here in the United States.
Okay.
But, I mean, should they really be able to just extort me for, what, $40 a month or whatever it is that I pay for trash pickup?
Wow, I didn't realize it was that much.
I think it's actually that's what my utilities bill is, and probably half of that is water. So it's probably like $17 for trash pickup.
Well, I know there are still some areas in the country where they do
have
choice.
And then they don't pick up the trash!
Right, because you didn't follow the rules, which obviously they never hand out a rule book that explains to you.
No company would hand me a rule book.
Right.
But since it's the government, as a matter of fact, in this case, it is the county government in the county that I live in that is, you know, has the rule, and they like, you've got to do it. Sorry, you tied it up with yellow string, not red string. We're not picking it up.
Seriously? Was that what it was?
No. I didn't tie it into enough bundles. But the fact is there's some logs there. They could have picked up what they, you know, some of it if they felt like it.
Oh, yeah, they saw one violation and just decided, yeah, we'll let them. We'll just move on.
We're not picking up any of that. Of course not. They don't want to do any of the work, I understand.
Sure.
And I'm not angry. I'll do it. But what my point is...
And they're just doing their job.
They're not doing, but the thing is somebody else could do their job so much better if they were free to.
If they were free to compete, which
and they're
not
free to compete.
Now, I think
there's not
a
free market in trash pickup in my county.
It's possible that one of our New Hampshire...
And I'm sure that's true in most counties.
Free State Project listeners are out there. I think I've heard that there's some areas in New Hampshire where you actually get to choose, where you actually have competing people for a trash pickup. So maybe it's just here in the Tampa Bay region and other places in the country, but not everywhere. Maybe it's not like this everywhere.
Haven't you ever got your power bill back and, like, ripped it open and expected it to look like it normally looks, and then you're like, whoa, holy crap!
Yeah.
That's the biggest power bill I've ever gotten!
Sure.
And then you're like, I didn't use this much power. Wait, I didn't do this. This is crazy. I refuse to pay this bill.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do this. Show me where I use my power.
Right.
You know, there's no customer service from the electric company.
No, there's not. There's
because
not
they
even
don't have to.
No, exactly. There's not even here in the Tampa Bay region where we're at, there's not even a local office. You can't even take your bill down to the local power office and talk with management. You have to call a phone number and sit on voicemail forever.
Yeah, voicemail hell.
But literally, I mean, there are payment areas where you can go and pay your bill.
Right.
There are I have a mailbox somewhere in town here, and they're one of the official payment acceptors for this power company that we have here. There's plenty of those around town, so they'll take your money every kind of which way. But as far as actually giving you some sort of level of service or being there for you to come talk to them if you need to for whatever reason, it's just not there.
It's crazy to me. I mean, does... Why in the world would they do this? Why would the government give us...
There must be some sort of benefit at the local level for the county commissioners. You know, there must have been some kind of perk 10, 20, 30 years ago whenever they signed up whatever business it is that does the trash collecting in your area. They got some sort of sweet little payment to make it so they excluded everybody else.
But I'm sure that most counties, every place I've ever lived, and I've lived in quite a few, all the trash service has just been picked up by one company that you don't think much about.
Right.
And usually it's not even, sometimes it's not even the company, sometimes it's the city that has, or the county that has these garbage trucks.
Well, and that's just it. Most people don't think much about it because they just put their trash out at the curb and they pay their bill once a year, or in your case, once a month. I got my property taxes here and it looks like it's a once a year kind of thing in this county.
We live in different counties.
Right. But nonetheless,
all
you're right. People don't, it doesn't come to their attention unless they violate one of the rules, and then they get a nasty little message or whatever in your case. So we're going to talk a little bit more about government-controlled monopolies because there's other ones out there as well.
Got a horror story?
Yeah, we'd
call
love
us
to hear it. 1-800-259-9231. And if you think this is a horrible topic, call in and change it. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children, but we can do that on our own. Thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief, in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? HemMiracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. Not available in all states.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to hear from you about absolutely anything. It's live Saturday night. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time with you, so stick around because there's a lot to lot more to talk about tonight than what we're talking about right now, which is mandatory, not mandatory minimums. That's where I want to go next. We're talking about, mandatory trash pickup, I guess, and mandatory you have to use this company monopoly. And it's interesting that you bring this up. I was just looking through the local newspaper here in the Tampa Bay area that said that our phone company now is looking at providing some television service. And I thought, yes, this is excellent news. Not that I watch TV, but I just thought it was good news for consumers, considering they've been, again, only given one choice for TV service in this area. And again, it's like this all across the nation.
You mean
only
cable or?
Yeah, cable service, excuse me. And before satellite, that was the only choice, really, unless you wanted to go and get one of those big C-band dishes. which some of our listeners still have.
God bless their little souls.
Exactly. But so now it looks like the phone company is getting into the TV game, which I think is cool. So maybe the cable company will get into the phone game.
Well, they've been the cable company isn't on the broadband game, which is
right.
sort of
that's competing with the phone company.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's some competition in
so
there.
So it's nice to see a little bit of it. But you're highlighting areas where there's just historically never been competition.
And
in
if
most
you have
areas.
Voice operated voice. Whatever VoIP,
voice over IP.
Yeah, that one VoIP.
Mm-hmm.
If you have VoIP and you have and you do it on your cable, then you are in. Then the cable is in competition
Correct.
With the phone company.
Correct. But that kind of that's on you to make that effort. I'm talking about where the cable company would come in and like give you a broadband phone or something
yeah.
like that, and actually provide the long distance service or something like that for it. So more competition is better for the consumer. The problem is competition. Seems to be bad for industry, and industry doesn't like competition, and so they try to get laws passed to outlaw competition,
it's
and that's why we
bad for it.
That's why we have regulations. No, it's not necessarily bad for it, but they kind of sometimes perceive it as a threat.
Sure,
I mean,
of course,
and it is a threat
because they can't just do whatever they want.
Right, because some
treats the customer like crap.
Some fresh, angry upstart. You know, one of their clients or one of their former employees might take their knowledge of the business, whatever mm-hmm. the business might be, and go and open up his own cable company or phone company or garbage service or, again,
power
one of
company.
These other power companies or one of these other government-approved monopolies. Now, the interesting thing about government-approved monopolies is it's the only way monopolies will ever exist.
Absolutely.
You hear people all the time complaining about, oh, Microsoft, it's a monopoly. Everybody's got Windows. And look at Rockefeller with his oil company. He had a monopoly. The fact is, monopolies can only exist with government approval. There's no other way to have it happen.
Yep, it's sanctioning.
The reason why John Rockefeller made so much money back in his day was because he figured out a way to refine the crude oil and make it sellable at a much lower price than it previously had been, and so he cornered the market. He
Great.
Got something like 83, 85, 90% of the market, but that is not a monopoly.
No. If you're providing it at a lower service, then if you raise your prices, somebody else will be able to compete.
And some people did, and they got some business as a result of it. And maybe, again, they gave better service and charged a little bit more for it. We see it. We talked about this earlier this week with the Walmart issue. It was claimed earlier this week by one of our bulletin board participants that Walmart's going to take over the retail world. They're going to put all the mom and pop businesses out of business. And how many years have we been hearing this complaint about Walmart?
Well, I'm sure the people had the same complaint about Woolco at one point, too. And now
Woolworths,
they're out of business.
You mean? Woolworths?
Woolco and Woolworths.
Yeah. You're right. I remember Woolworths. They used to be in one of the malls around here when I was a kid, and now they are totally
gone. Behemoth
and
of retailing.
Yeah.
Gone.
And that's the way business is. If you can't cut it, if you can't get your product to the shelves in the right way, with the right people pushing them out the door, you're going to fail. And you deserve to fail. And the free market will fill in your gap when you're gone.
Just that quick.
The world will not end if Chrysler goes out of business.
It just sort of flows so evenly that people don't even remember. But, you know, 50 years ago, Woolworths and those sorts of companies were huge. I mean, that's who created Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, if you
really?
didn't know that.
Yes. Woolworths invention, huh?
Yes, that's my understanding. And now, and then, of course, you know, Kmart. When I was a kid, Kmart was a huge place to go.
I'm going to go ahead and ask the board op.
We're getting a little bit of crosstalk there. I'm assuming we're still on the air. We got a feed coming in. Attention to our board op. We have a feed coming in across our headphones. Anyway, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. So we want to hear, what's your... Does anyone have any comments on the monopoly situation? Do you believe me that when I say that it's only possible when government approves it, because otherwise you're always free to start your own business. And that's again where we get into some sticky areas is with government regulation. While government regulation doesn't necessarily create a monopoly, kind of like government approved monopolies, almost the worst situation that you can have when it comes to an industry.
Yes.
The next level down from that is a heavily regulated industry.
I think when the government takes care of a service is worse than a government-controlled monopoly.
Yes, that would be where government would provide your power.
Right.
That would be the absolute worst.
Which I'm sure that happens someplace.
Yeah, in communist Russia, for instance.
No, I bet you that there's places
in America?
The United States where, you know, like
man,
the state or the county provides
the power?
Gosh, if you think it's bad having one power company, imagine
well, the water
having
is
the company
provided
do it for you.
In both of our counties, the water is provided by our respective counties.
That's not true either. I've seen, I've lived in different areas of this county, and it's provided by different companies for different areas. So if you live in the city, it's provided by a company that is, again, the government-approved water company.
Mm.
Now, some people just can't get it through their heads.
Well, it is in my county. It's provided by the county.
Some people can't get it through their heads. How could anyone besides the government provide water? Don't you worry your pretty little selves about that.
Absolutely not.
Let the free market take care of it. We'll figure that out. Yeah.
All you have to do is get rid of the government out of this service.
Yeah,
or actually, the government can continue to stay in the service. They just have to legislate so that you know the municipalities have to make it legal for somebody to compete against them.
Absolutely.
Then, once they can, they'll be out of business within, like, a few short months. Believe that. No one will want any water or power from the government because they can't provide it as well, they won't be able to provide it as efficiently, and they won't be able to provide it at as low of a price.
You know, another area I'd like to see a little bit of competition in.
Now, it'd be a shame to see all those municipal workers with all their big pensions all that they're, you know, lounging about doing nothing for. Well, it'll be a shame to see them, I don't know what
you
they're going to be out of work.
I was reading the John Stossel book, which is called Give Me a Break. Excellent book. Highly recommend it. In the book, he actually interviewed former government workers of, I think in New Jersey, the water pipes were rusting and the rust was getting into the water system. And the New Jersey Water Authority said, there's nothing we can do about this. I mean, these pipes are so old. They came up with plenty of excuses as to why they couldn't do it. Well, the mayor decided that he had heard enough, and he hired, he put it open for bids and got a company to come in, and it, you know, different companies come in and bid, which is a little bit of competition.
Yeah.
That company came in, took over the whole water system for this particular city in New Jersey, fixed the pipes like that. And they hired, of course, some of the existing bureaucrats who were working for the county or the city. And the comments from these guys were amazing. They felt proud to be working again. They felt they were so pleased that they actually had some results from the work that they were doing and were getting recognized for it. And so they turned worthless bureaucrats who sit around and eat donuts all day into prideful employees of this company, and it was amazing. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to talk about mandatory minimum sentences up next, unless you want to interrupt the show and take control. This is your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually suits the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on. It's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. Call 888-881-NOBIO.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. This is the Saturday Night Show. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we want to talk to you about anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be some sort of political issue or something personal. Maybe there's something going on in your relationship. You just want to get off your chest. You want to get some outside opinions on your issue. Feel free. 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You can also email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And we might just read your email live on the air. Don't forget, at freetalklive.com, you can also get interactive with us on our bulletin board system. And Manwich, I said we were going to have over 200 users by Saturday night, and I was, well, I was right. We beat it by a day. We actually had 203 users on our bulletin board system by last night, which is great
news. 203 people in there actively posting.
Well, no, it's the 80-20 rules in effect. You're familiar with that.
I'm absolutely certain.
What is the 80-20 rule, for those who don't know?
In this case, 20% of the people are going to be your most active posters, while 80% of the people are going to look around.
Exactly. Lurkers, or so they're called on bulletin board systems or forums or message boards.
I don't post that often. Maybe
a
couple times a week.
There's probably only 5 or 6 people.
I'm not a great typist, so somebody really has to, you know, trip my wire for me to go and post something.
It just takes practice, man. I've been
practicing for years.
5 or 6 people on there who are the real key posters. Like, they posted over 100 different posts, but at the same time, there's another 20 of them who are on and off posters, like,
you know,
between 0 and 100
posts.
I think
is really clever is there's a pair of dullards, mendicants that have that post in there all the time, and they just say nonsense.
Right.
But they have this picture of the American flag that's all blue, and underneath the American flag they have written, kicking the red out of America.
Stamping the red out of America.
And it's just so funny to me that they've taken the red stripes out of the flag, replaced them with blue stripes on their picture, and then say, stamping the red out of America.
And they're very creative for a couple of young men.
Very McCarthyist.
Yeah.
It's just, I think it's very clever. I don't know.
I agree with you. 1-800-259-9231. So log on to freetalklive.com and check out our Shrine of Female Listeners. Speaking of the bulletin board system, one of our most frequent posters there, Alice 2, is our newest Shriner.
Yeah, I saw that picture. It's a lovely picture.
Yeah, it looks very cold in that picture. You'll have to check it out. It's there for you right there on the front page.
Can't imagine what that means.
She's in Alaska.
Oh, that's
right.
Look
at the picture. She's standing by a snowdrift or something like that.
You know, it's terrible, terrible cold down here in Tampa Bay, Florida right now. It's supposed to dip down to like 45. I mean, it's awful.
We're bundled up in here.
The governor's going to have to declare a state of emergency.
Almost. It rarely drops this low in this state.
They're going to close down the schools.
Yeah. 1-800-259-9231. So here's some news for you, Manwich. We're going to get to a corrupt cop story here in a little bit. And if you want to interrupt the show, go ahead. Toll free 800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. And it's live. It's Saturday night. We're actually here live until 10 o'clock Eastern time. First time marijuana seller gets 55-year sentence. On November 16th, Utah Judge Paul Cassell gave a 22-year sentence to a murderer who beat an elderly woman to death with a log. 2 hours later, he then sentenced nonviolent first-time offender Weldon Angelos, age 24, to 55 years and one day, in essence, a life sentence.
Wow. That's really incongruous, wouldn't you say?
I would say. Well, I mean, and what was his crime? He was selling a small amount of marijuana to a Utah undercover policeman.
Gosh.
Now, you don't hear... Now, I've seen plenty of people... Jackie, my fiancé, looks at the arrest reports for the Tampa Bay area every day just for fun, just to see if anybody she knows pops up on it. And we see people getting busted for pot all the time, and you know most of them aren't getting 55-year sentences, so here's the catch. How is this possible? It was yet another horror story created by America's savage mandatory minimum sentencing laws, which we actually touched on earlier this week, but I didn't have an example in front of me of how atrocious and draconian they are. Well, here's a perfect example. Imposed by Congress during the Get Tough on Drugs mania that seized Congress in the 1980s, Angelos wore a small pistol in an ankle holster when he sold the marijuana.
So it's armed trafficking.
Right. Although he didn't threaten to use, or brandish the weapon, the fact that he had it on his person triggered the federal mandatory minimum laws and sent his sentence skyrocketing. So it might have just been, if he hadn't had that gun on him, it might have just been a local crime. You know, it might have just been a state crime or a county crime. But instead, because he had that gun, automatically federal mandatory minimums kicked in, and that guy ended up with 55 years in a day.
You know, crime charges should be state criminal charges should be state anyway, because it varies from state to state. In some states, New Hampshire, for instance, you can wear a gun on your hip.
That's correct.
If you choose to. There's other states where it's basically illegal to own a firearm.
I wonder if that would factor in. I mean, if you were in New Hampshire.
Of course it doesn't. Do you think that those 539 drunken sailors up in Washington, D.C. can even come close to fathoming making a drug law that would be, you know, area-specific?
Please. No, definitely
that's
not.
Ridiculous to even imagine.
Well, despite the fact that they're...
You know, I think drugs are terrible. They're a terrible blight on our society. Mm-hmm. They're awful. But...
The drug war is an even worse.
Far worse is the drug war.
Yeah,
is, you know, the fact that they are going to take this kid or man or whatever he is, this guy that violated the law,
24 years old.
This guy that violated the law and sold marijuana to a undercover cop. They're going to take him. They're going to put him in prison for 55 years, and the taxpayers of Utah are going to have to foot the bill. Now let's look at the numbers here. Currently, it's about $45,000 a year to keep a convict in prison for 1 year. Now,
yep.
This is 55, and it's going to go up. I mean, we're talking like $10 million.
Let's be conservative. Let's say it stays at $45,000 for the next 50 years. That would be $2.4 million to keep this one man in prison for the next 55 years.
Yeah, well, maybe $2.5 million.
It's close to 2.5.
Today's current dollars. Now, it's going to go up because of inflation and all that stuff.
Right.
But just under $2.5 million. For a guy that sold a few joints, some pot.
And it doesn't say he was dealing in pounds of it or anything like that.
And this is just stuff that grows. This is a crop.
It's outrageous.
This is horticulture, people.
You know, every time we bring this up, every time we bring this war on drugs issue up, we always invite somebody to call in. There's got to be somebody within the sound of our voices and all the several affiliates that we have and all around the world who thinks the war on drugs is a good idea. There must be someone out there who believes
there's
this.
There's lots and lots of them.
Why don't you call in? 1-800-259-9231. Let's make it clear.
To, you know,
it's it's the status quo, so yeah, they don't have to. But I think it's also because they're afraid. They're scared that their beliefs might get challenged. They're afraid that we might have some knowledge that they don't. And every time we bring this up, we challenge people who are for the drug war to call in, and nobody ever does. And maybe it's because they're afraid they're going to get treated like they might on another talk show where they disagree, where if you call and disagree with the host, they kind of make fun of you and hang up the phone. Well, we're going to ask you questions. I want to know why you think the way you think. I want to know what led you to the decisions to being for the drug war. I got to know. Explain it to me. Because it seems so asinine and so crazy. And the fact that you won't call in at 800-259-9231 and defend this just shows me that you're probably making money off of it. Either you're totally ignorant and scared, or you're making money off of the war on drugs.
It, you know, there's lots of folks out there who are.
As far as I'm concerned, those are the only two reasons you could be for it. Total ignorance, and you've just been lied to your whole life, and you believe the lies. And, oh, the lies are aplenty. We'll talk about a few of those coming back. 800-259-9231. What? The government's not telling the truth about drugs? 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with 3 young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizedDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizedDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizedDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
One 800 259 9231, toll free 800 259 9231. It's Ian here with you
and Manwich,
and we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. That's right, it's Saturday night and we're live. This is the Saturday show, Free Talk Live. Although you should know that we're available 6 nights a week. Although we may not be in your area all 6 nights a week, if we're not, call up your local talk station and talk to the program director and let them know you really like the show and you'd really like to hear every single night of it.
We'd love to be on that station. Yeah. Whatever, all the stations.
And we sure would. 800-259-9231. And also, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Download the last 6 nights worth of the show. They're all there for you for free. The bulletin board system with over 200 users, all approaching 2,000 posts. And the chat room. There's people hanging out in there right now at freetalklive.com. Check it out. It's all on the house, courtesy of yours truly. 1-800-259-9231. So, talking about this poor kid, I mean, he's 24, but still, in the very beginning of his life, now sentenced to a life term, 55 years and one day in prison because he brought a gun to a marijuana deal. And that kicked in federal mandatory minimum sentences. Let me get a few more facts of this case out. Apparently, the 55 years that he got is based on 3 firearms-related charges, for carrying a gun during 2 drug sales and for keeping additional firearms at his apartment. Federal law requires a 5-year mandatory minimum sentence for the first charge and a 25-year term for each count thereafter. Oof. So they got him on 2 sales and each time he had the gun.
Oh, so they... Oh, is it? This one of those situations where they don't pick him up the first time? They let him sell a couple of times,
right,
a couple of different times. That's so wrong.
Yep.
I mean, if he's doing something wrong, but pick him up. That's what your job is. It's your job's to stop crime.
Well, apparently they think their job is to incarcerate people for as long as possible. Under federal law, Judge Cassell had no choice but to impose the 55 years. Now, Cassell, the judge, is no softy on crime. He's a Bush appointee, a former prosecutor and death penalty advocate. But he was horrified by what the law forced him to do to Weldon Angelos. So horrified, in fact, that he wrote a 67-page memorandum denouncing the mandatory minimum sentencing.
67 pages?
And asking Bush to commute the sentence to a more reasonable, in his mind, 18 years. That's a little more reasonable than 55.
Certainly.
Under federal law.
It doesn't happen every day that the judge writes a letter to the president to get your sentence
certainly
reduced.
Under federal law, Judge Cassell noted an airplane hijacker would get 24 years, a bomb detonating terrorist would get 19 years, and a three-time child rapist would get all of 15 years. Is there a rational basis for giving Mr. Angelos more time than the hijacker, the murderer, the rapist? Judge Cassell wrote, to sentence Mr. Angelos to prison for the rest of his life is unjust, cruel, and irrational. A respected and growing body of individuals and organizations from across the political spectrum oppose mandatory sentencing laws, and then the article goes to list a number of those organizations.
It's difficult to feel too bad for Mr. DeAngelis, in my opinion.
What do you mean?
Well, the fact is he knew what the law was, and he was disobeying it. But
well, he may not have known that he was going to get sentenced like
probably,
that.
No, who could? Who could foresee that train coming
he
at
He probably
you?
Just wanted to cover his ass on a drug deal and brought a gun along. He probably was nervous.
The point is that I think that that gets missed so often is the amount of danger that's posed to somebody who doesn't do drugs, who doesn't participate in the drug trade. You know, somebody like me has a little house, you know, just your average middle-class guy, and my home, my life, and my property is in danger every day because of
the drug war. You're absolutely right. You could get robbed. You could get assaulted at gunpoint. You could, who knows, you might just catch a stray bullet from a drug deal gone bad.
Most of the crimes that are committed by people who are trying to get money to get drugs.
We found out not too long after we'd moved out of one of our rental houses here in Tampa Bay that 2 months after we'd left, the house, two houses down from our house, there was a huge gunfight that happened over a drug deal gone bad.
Whoa.
And I thought to myself, man, I mean, yeah, we were two houses down from this house, and so therefore if we had still lived there, we might have been relatively protected. But I thought, what if there was a house next door to us, and some gunfire came through and pierced through the 2x4s in the side of the house.
Right.
We didn't have a concrete house at that particular house. And, you know, caught my fiance in the head or something like that. We had had nothing to do with the drug trade whatsoever, but my fiance would have possibly could have lost her life as a result of a few stray bullets.
Now, let's be clear that violent crime's not going to disappear with the...
Certainly not.
...with the drug war being abolished.
Mm-hmm.
But abolition of the drug war would probably cut violent crime... at least but in half, if not more. And I feel like we should do whatever we can do to keep our citizens safe. Not to worry about, if you can't keep your 17-year-old from smoking pot, I'm really sorry.
That's your problem.
Not that the laws are keeping them from smoking pot either.
Hell no. Kids that they interview, they say that it's easier to get
pot than to get beer.
To get pot than alcohol. Here's a couple of final questions in regards to this mandatory minimum thing. This came from the Advocates for Self-Government, by the way. They said a libertarian analysis of the case goes much further than what the judge said. The two simple questions come to mind immediately. Why should it be a crime to sell marijuana in the first place? And why should it be illegal to exercise your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms while engaged in peaceful, consensual, commercial activities? I want to know. If you have an answer, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Yeah, that's right. The government did lie to you when you were in D.A.R.E. if you had the opportunity to take D.A.R.E. class. And you know what? When kids first smoke their first joint, that's when they figure it out. That's when they figure out that they've been lied to, and maybe then they're more susceptible to trying some other drugs because they figure they've been lied to about those as well. We'll come back with more, 800-259-9231.
That's why marijuana's a gateway.
800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. You can even change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
A HealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free, 800-259-9231. So far this hour, we've talked about
government-approved
models. I was just laughing at you with your little tag. You've got your hat on backwards, but your tag sticking out on the front. I like that silly.
Mini Pearl.
We talked about government-approved monopolies. We're talking about the drug war right now of this poor bastard sentenced to 55 years due to the mandatory federal minimum sentencing guidelines. And the judge in the case was so upset by it, this ultra-right conservative judge was so upset by this that he wrote a 67-page memorandum to the president about... Shows how much free time this guy has, I guess.
Well, I'm just appalled. I'm just amazed that the situation would come up where a conservative judge would be writing a letter, 67-page letter to the president trying to get your sentence commuted. In this case, he was trying to commute a 55-year sentence to
down to 18, right.
But, in my opinion, it should be zero. I don't see any that the guy, I don't want to spend any money to incarcerate somebody who's smoking or selling pot.
Now, again, as usual, whenever this particular conversation comes up, we always invite pro drug war people to call in. If you think drugs should be illegal, I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We're going to give you plenty of airtime. I'll hold you through a few breaks because I think it's that interesting, people who believe this. who believe in the drug war. I think they are that interesting. When we finally get them on the phones, if we ever do, 1-800-259-9231 is, because as I was saying before, you've been lied to, America. Yeah, that's right. If you're Generation X or younger, you've been lied to in DARE class, the Drug Abuse Resistance Education class. They lied to you. They told you that marijuana was an evil drug and it was going to lead you to other drugs, and it's going to make you grow breasts if you're a man. And we could literally just go down the laundry list of just out-and-out lies that they've told about this one drug. And, of course, it could be argued that the war on drugs really is just a war on marijuana, because that's pretty much the number one drug that they focus on.
It's easy to find. It's big and,
right,
bulky
and stinky.
Yeah. So dogs find it easily.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't really matter to me whether people can or can't smoke pot. I mean, that's not my biggest issue. My biggest issue is I've got to pay for the ones that we want to lock up.
And every year, the last numbers that I saw, it continues to go up. The numbers arrested for marijuana possession.
Cops get better at finding pot.
Over 700,000 people were arrested in the last, I think it was in 2003. For simple marijuana possession. Now, that doesn't mean that all 700,000 of those people are going to jail or going to prison. Most of them are probably just going to get some probation or drug court or something like that. But nonetheless, it throws somebody's life out of whack for several months to a few years, and they don't deserve that. These are, for the most part, hardworking members of society, people who hold down one, two, or three jobs trying to provide some food for their family, and instead of coming home and drinking a six-pack of beer at night, they spark up a joint. Or, light up a bowl or something like that. Why is that so bad?
It's baffling to me. And now, at the end of the year, people start thinking about taxes. And all I can think about when you're talking about the story of this guy that's got 55 years for selling some pot is, I'm going to pay $15,000 this year in taxes.
Some of that is going to keep him in jail. 800-259-9231, whereas he could be out making things or creating a service or a product. This is your show. We're on for another hour, so stick around. 800-259-9231 says Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold.